وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق بالعدل، ثم الصلاه على المختار في القدم، مولاي صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على بشير النذير محمدا، مولاي صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم، روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, as by the command of our honorable Sheikh Arif Billah, the Rumi of our time, the Mujahid of this era, and the second Tabariz, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah, Hazrat say that before every bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by which the sunnahs will become alive. And sunnah really is that link and that connection by which the whole of deen will come into a person. And sunnahs are simple to follow. Maulana Shah, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayh, a very, very great buzurg, used to say, sunnat ka tariqa ashal tariqa hai. The way of sunnat is the easiest way to do anything. Whatever you want to do, just do it sunnat way, it's the easiest. For example, nikah. One is to make it sunnat way, so simple. And not only simple, barakat in there also. For every goodness, the love is love between the husband and wife, beautiful children, obedient, pious children who will serve him. All that is the barakat of nikah, of a simple nikah. That is all. So sunnat tariqah is very easy. And one is, ہم شادی کرتے ہیں اپنے رسم کے مطابق، اپنے طور طریق رواج کے مطابق، اکارڈنگ ٹو آور ویز وی میک، وی نو ہاؤ ڈیفیکلٹ، ہاؤ مچ آف منی اسپینڈ، ہاؤ مچ آف ٹائم گوز ان اٹ، اینڈ نو برکت ان اٹ آلسو. اٹ کمز ان حدیث شریف، ان اعظم النکاح برکہ، دیٹ نکاح ہیز گاٹ دا موسٹ برکت ان اٹ، ایسرہ مؤونہ، ان وچ دیر واز دا لیسٹ آف ایفرٹ اینڈ منی اسپینڈ. It is clearly like a scale. Scale with two pans, the older time scales. So if this pan, if it is very heavy, naturally that pan goes up. And if this one is light, this one comes down. So if there was a lot of effort we made, lot of money we spend on that nikah, so that pan is heavy. So the pan of barakat is very light, no barakat. And yet we didn't spend all that money. Simple sunnat nikah we made. No, walima also sunnat. Today we say we don't make big wedding, but we make big walima. Walima must also be sunnat. And walima must be also simple. Not that we take out whatever we want to do on a wedding, we do it in a walima. Make that also simple. So if that was light, very little effort we make, the pair of barakat is very heavy. So this is sunnat. For example, sunnat ka tariqa, ashal tariqa, is the easiest way of doing things. Making salam. 24 hours is one salam. Assalamu alaikum. And if you want to read more and complete it, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's not difficult.
That, for example, 12 o'clock in the morning, you have to answer the phone, and now the speaking, now you first see the watch. If it's before 12, then huyamora. Good morning, now it's morning. And if it's 1 minute after 12, huyamadah. Good afternoon, now it's afternoon. No, salam, nobody. You don't have to watch the watch. The watch. You don't have every time, assalamu alaikum. So easy. So sunnah tariqa, 12 o'clock at night, you're making salam. And 12 o'clock, before 12 o'clock at night is huyanah, good night. And after 12 o'clock, it's now a.m. It's morning, but you still have to say good night. Though it's morning now. But salam, before 12 at night, before after 12 at night, all the time, 24 hours, assalamu alaikum. So simple it is. That sunnat ka tariqa, ajmal tariqa hai. The way of sunnat is the most beautiful way to do things. Everyone, especially women, they like to do things, they want it beautifully. Everything must be done beautifully. They set a dastarkhan also, they will make sure they put all the plates exactly on its place. And then the tumbler, the glass, they will put it at exactly 45 degree angle. It looks like they brought a protector and they measured it. And after they set the whole table, or the dastarkhan, they're not satisfied. Perhaps the daughter did it, perhaps the worker did it. The house lady will come check again. Everything is right. The salad they put, then they'll put all the salad. In the middle, they'll put mint leaf. Or they put the salad dressing and the mint leaf. Everything done properly. When they dish out, they give us the warning. Don't rush us. Hey, visitors are coming, don't rush us. Because they want to do it properly. Everything. In a platter, they take out the food. They put the meat little this way, potato this way, everything. And they examine it if it's right. When we take out, we have, for example, we eat in a masjid from a jalsa, we have a wedding. From the day men dish out, that whole big dish, they just take out, throw. And they just go. Men are not particular, women are. So the most beautiful way if you want to do anything is sunnah way. That is the most beautiful way. And Allah loves that way. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you want the love of Allah, or you claim you have got the love of Allah, the proof of it is فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me, follow my sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In return, Allah declares يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah will love you. And when Allah loves you, everything is yours. Ek tu mera to har shay meri. If you are mine, everything is mine. Because Allah puts it in Allah's control, Allah will put everything in your favor. Ek tu nahi mera. If you are not mine, koi shay nahi meri. Nothing is mine. So to get Allah, sunnat, just follow sunnat. And see, for example, the beauty of sunnat in salam. In salam, assalamu alaikum. What does it mean? Peace be upon. If you got peace, even if you are a sick person, you got pain also, but you are in peace. In a peace you have got, you are accepting it. What a great thing. And if you haven't got peace, you can have all the wealth. You can have beautiful mansions, cars, business, but you haven't got peace. According to the World Health Organization, the greatest amount of suicide cases are not the poor people, are the rich people in the rich countries. All ministers commit suicide. All rich people commit suicide. They haven't got peace. They got all the things of peace, but they haven't got peace. And there is a great difference between the things of peace and peace itself. Samane rahat aur cheez hai. Rahat aur cheez hai. The things of comfort is something else. And comfort itself is something else. We are today, and the Jewish lobby, they have declared that they will fool all the people of the world that make effort. Rat race, run for the dunya, and they call it a rat race. You are running for a rat, or you're a rat running for nothing. It's a rat race just for dunya. And that if you get dunya, you'll have peace of mind. One person was sleeping under a tree in a jungle, peacefully, very nicely was sleeping. And he had just a brick or a stone as a pillow for him. And the leaves of the trees were rustling, making wonderful air conditioning for him. And music for him, halal, jais music. The birds were chirping, wonderful music. Breeze was blowing, and he was sleeping nicely. One person, very much educated person, or not educated, educated of university, with big, big degrees and all that. He came past, he said, woke up that man, what you doing? He said, you're so educated, you can't see what I'm doing, I'm sleeping. That everyone, a small child, will also know I'm sleeping. He said, no, you mustn't sleep. What must I do then? You must be productive. You must be constructive. You must be an entrepreneur. You must have a big enterprise. You must do something in life. What, you just sleeping, wasting your time? What must I do? He said, simple. You get a chopper and you chop wood and you go and sell it. You'll make money. Then what will I do? When you have a lot of money, you buy another chopper. And now you get a person to work for you. Now you'll be a boss, a lady. Now you got somebody even working for you. Then you carry on. In few days' time, few months, you'll have 10 workers. And then your business will even grow more. Then you buy a truck. And all your wood you'll go and sell. Huge amounts. Big, big trucks of wood you are selling. And then, what will happen? Then you'll have 2-3 trucks. Then you'll make a lot of money. When I've made a lot of money then, build a big house. And you furnish it. Then you'll have a big office also. And a modern office with all modern, all typewriter, no more typewriters, computers and everything. Fax machine, your typewriter, your whole office will be so smart and everything. Then you'll get married. You'll have children. And then your children, the grandchildren will come. And you'll be just a happy man. You'll see everything. So he says, now am I not a happy man? You have to take me in this whole wrong chakra to make me a happy man. But am I not a happy man now, sleeping peacefully? I got no problem, no worry. And not only that, when you become so rich, automatically your immediate family also become jealous of you. That's why he became so rich. And then they want to borrow money for you, from you. Or they want a gift from you. Now you also, you got the love of money, you're not spending on them. Now jealousy comes also. And then the crooks are after you. The crooks, they don't go and rob where there is nothing. Well, one time, one Shia told Mufti Mahmud Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, our Ustad, very great Ali. He says that, till today, no Shia became a Qadiani. Only Sunnis become Qadianis. So Mufti Sahib was very ready with his answers. He says, you think Shaitan is so stupid. He's going to go and rob a place where there is nothing. Qadiani from the start got no Iman. So what must he go and rob him from? He'll rob a Sunni who got Iman. And he'll try and make him a Shia. He won't go and rob a Qadiani. So Shaitan, now when you are rich, the crooks also, when you are poor, nobody wants to rob you. Sleeping in a tree in a jungle, nobody's going to come touch you. You got money or what you got. You got nothing. Who's going to trouble you? But now you're a rich man. All your enemies, they want to. And anyone walk in your shop with a briefcase attached, you think he's a tax man. And your blood pressure goes up. Your sugar level goes up. And you think, now what is going to happen? And now I'm sleeping peacefully. So anyway, peace, we don't understand what is peace. Peace is not having a lot of money. Peace is not having big houses. Peace is something else. One time, one king, he was in his mansion, and he saw one beggar, vagabond beggar, walking on the street, pavement. He sat under a tree there, and he took off his big turban he was wearing, very big turban. He opened it up. There were two rotis, not our thin rotis, nah, those thick ones. He ate it up, and from one cardboard carton, he drank water. He put his hand before his head reached, and with that same turban he made a pillow. And under the tree he just slept away, and fast asleep, snoring loudly. Traffic is going, people are walking past, but he's fast asleep. The king said, if I can get 2 minutes of sleep like what he's got, I'm prepared to give my whole kingdom for that. So he's got a whole kingdom, but he hasn't got peace. So much peace also that he can't even fall asleep. And this is the case of all these people with big, big houses, the insomnia. They can't fall asleep. Then they go mad hospital. And finally, they commit suicide. And not only commit suicide, they kill other people, then they kill themselves. Every day we read in newspapers, somewhere or other in the world, policeman, somebody who's got a gun, he shot his whole family. He shot all his friends in the police station. After that, he turned the gun on himself. And so all having all these things is not the what is of peace. And when you make salam, our Shaykh's son, Maulana Mazhar Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, he said that today salam is very uncommon. People don't make salam. And it comes in the hadith, Afshaw salam baynakum. Spread the salam. And the word ifsha, which is used in this hadith, is the same like ifsha is sir. That means to spread somebody's secret. There we are told, don't somebody secret, it is something, don't widespread it. Hide it away, cover it up. And one time, one person went to Markaz Nizamuddin. He was a tourist. So in his he got in his list Markaz Nizamuddin also. Now he looks at Markaz Nizamuddin not as a dini institution or for his benefit. He is looking at it from a tourist point of view. Now Markaz is no tourist attraction. It's not a tourist point. So he had a lot of objection. He went from there to Bhopal where there was a very great alim. And he told that alim, Markaz, very bad place. That is very dirty, it's not clean. And the programs are so long, people get tired. What complaints he had. That Buzurg looked down for a while and then told him that a pig, a swine, when it goes in a beautiful garden, it can't see the roses, the flowers, the fountains, the lawn, all that beauty. But somewhere dirt was buried, it scratches it out. And then it spreads it everywhere. So a person who got that habit of spreading evil and the secrets of people, he's got a habit of a pig. And on the day of Qiyamah, everyone will be raised up according to the qualities we got. Maulana Baghdadi, Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayhi. One time, 12 o'clock in the day, he was walking with a lantern. And he's looking on the streets of Baghdad, walking 12 o'clock in the day. He said, Hazrat, kya baat hai? It's so big, so light, sunshine, so much. And you are walking around with a lantern. He said, main insaan ko talash kar raha hu. I'm looking, to ye sab kaun hai? He said, ye to sab janwar hai. Allah showed him what the people look like. He was looking for one insaan. A person has got greed in him. A person has got jealousy in him. All the animals who got that qualities, Qiyamah's day also they will be raised. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh was so pious and his taqwa was such a level. In this world Allah showed him how people used to be. He made dua to Allah, Ya Allah, take this away. I don't want to see the faults of people. But we look for the faults of people. And then we want to spread it. Then if we want to spread, if you want to spread anything of anyone more faster than TV, more faster than internet, more faster than social groups and death. Just tell somebody, I'm telling you a secret, but don't tell anyone. And see how that secret spreads in the world. And if you want to, you want to tell somebody, and more than that, just tell a woman. The minute woman got, you make a telephone call, you may tell a woman, you tell her, she spreads it so fast in the world. So anyway, so we were told to spread salam. Salam must be widespread. When you enter the house, make salam. When you leave the house, make salam. In the house, you come to the kitchen, your wife is there, your daughters, anyone, make salam. You come to the bedroom, you made salam when you entered the house. You go to the bedroom, make salam. Two people are walking here from the masjid. We met outside, we made salam, we're going in the same car. Then the one person enters from one door, the other one from the other door. Again, make salam. It comes in the hadith, if two people are walking, and a tree comes in between. One goes this side of the tree, one goes that side. When you meet again, make salam. Salam must be made so common. So Maulana Mazhar Sahib, the Ahmad Barakatum, our Shaykh's son say, when salam was common, and salam means peace, then everywhere there was peace. In the house there was muhabbat. Between husband and wife, or parents and children, with neighbors we made salam. We go to the shop, there was peace in the shop. But today no salam. We are shy to make salam. We don't think, we enter the house, we don't make salam. We leave the house, we don't make salam. So therefore, Maulana Mazhar Sahib says, today there is too much of tension, strain, pressure in the house between husband and wife also. Every time husband is worried, if I tell my wife something, she'll get cross. She's worried, I'll tell my husband something, he'll get cross. Everywhere, there is just tension all the time. Mm-hmm. every so too much tension,
diseases, illnesses,
that also has spread so much.
In fact, another sunnah also I mentioned while mentioning the sunnah of salah is that we, in the previous times, I usually say 10 people should eat from one plate, one thali. 10 people should have the whole family all together. And in that, when we eat, today we say hygiene and dirty. We don't use another person's glass. You use the glass for water, you want juice, you don't want that glass. Must be another glass again. You took out something, you stirred your tea, next person, he doesn't want to use that spoon, must bring another spoon. Everything. 10 people should eat from one utensil. Today, one person needs 10 utensils. You need your big plate, you need your small plate, you need your side plate, you need your spoon, you need your fork, you need your teacup, you need your tea plate, you need 10 things for one person to eat. When we should eat in one plate, then by eating together, it comes in the hadith, muhabbat, love is created by between us. So when husband and wife eat together with your children, there is understanding, there is muhabbat. Today we all eat separately, our hearts also are not disunited, our hearts also. Husband and wives, one jamaat went to America very many years ago. They met one Negro brother and they invited him to join them also. He came, he joined them. When eating time, they told, you eat with us. He was very surprised at that. They were already. And then when he wanted to drink water, he asked for water, they gave him. And after a little while, another brother wanted to drink. He took the same glass, he drank. That person, that Negro person, non-Muslim at that time, started crying and very profusely. So they asked him, what's wrong? Why are you crying like this? Did we offend you? Did we do something wrong? He says, I'm married for so many years. Till today, my wife won't drink in the glass that I drank from. Yet we are total strangers. I drank from that glass and you also drank from that glass. What understanding, what love there is. Just on that he accepted Islam. So there is muhabbat also. Then there is shifa also. Su'rul mu'min shifa. The leftover of a mu'min, there is shifa. So whatever we're eating together, somebody ate, you ate, your children, your wife, there's shifa. And all of you are eating, your food is your medicine, is your dawa, is your shifa. So where can bimari come in there? But we eat in separate. And when we don't read Bismillah when we eat, what happens then? When we enter the house, we don't read Bismillah. We don't make salam. We just entered like that. Shouting, screaming usually. One person, a woman, wife, she went to Malisa. She said, too much fighting in our house. Every day fighting. Please give me ta'weez. Hey, we got more yateen on ta'weez. Then we got on the sunnahs, etc. So anyway, Mawli Sahib was a very sharp person. He gave her one ta'weez. He said, when your husband is coming in the house, when you hear now he's opening the door, knocking, then you must take the ta'weez and put it between your teeth. And it must stay there. The minute it will go out from there, the effect will get finished. So when it was there, she can't talk. Because when the husband comes, she says, you didn't bring bread today, you didn't bring milk today, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. He gets cross now, whole day he was working, he comes, he gives her one slap, he kicks her, fight starts all the time. Now when the ta'weez was there, she can't talk anything. So he also doesn't do anything, he goes to his room, he takes out his shoes, he takes his rest, shower, whatever he does. After about 1-2 weeks, he went back to Maulana. He said, Maulana, I brought this cake for you. You gave me such a good ta'weez. All my work is done. No more fighting in our house. We are at peace in our house. Maulana said, bring that ta'weez here. He opened it, a blank piece of paper. That just you don't talk, he doesn't get cross. So anyway, salam if you make. But when we don't make salam, there is one shaitan. There are many types of shaitan, different categories and different works they do. The work of da'asam, one shaitan group, is when the husband enters the house, he enters with. And when we don't make salam with no zikr, no nothing, we just enter the house like that, he enters well. And he tells his whole group which is behind this, that yeah, we got free lodging. Free, no problem, yeah, we got lodging. When you sit to eat, and you don't think, Bismillah, you don't remember Allah Ta'ala, then he tells his whole group, we got free body also, we got food also, free of charge. And when now he eats with you, then he's eating with you. And with shaitan is enmity. He's dushman. So he will put dushman, not muhabbat. You eat with your wife, with your children, your family members, muhabbat will come, love will come. But when shaitan, he will put dushman, he will put enmity. Now enmity between husband and wife. Between parents and children, there isn't agreement now. We don't see eye to eye. Now what we say, new generation. That we are old generation. It's no new and old generation. It's shaitan. Shaitan is the generation that has brought all this problem. And then also he puts bimari there. There is no shifa in that food what shaitan gives out. Shu'rul mu'min shifa. The leftover of a mu'min is shifa. Not the leftover of shaitan. Where is that going to be shifa? So we get such sicknesses and we don't know what happened to us. And what test we do? We go to Malisabs, we go to Amils, we go for this scan and that scan. They can't find out anything wrong. Shaitan's effect is there. So this is when shaitan eats with us. And when we don't take bismillah. And one thing further, which all of us must have heard many times, when you sleep with your wife and you don't drink bismillah, shaitan got a share there also. And then we hear many times, the mother will tell her children, shaitan ka bacha, shaitan ki aulad. And the person who knows the most whose aulad it is the mother. Her word is 100% guaranteed what she says. And she herself, she tells the children, shaitan ki aulad, shaitan ka bacha. Because we didn't read dua, we were the cause of it. And who can ever tolerate that he willingly allows somebody else at that time? Nobody will. But when we don't make zikr of Allah, we don't read the du'as, and then when the children grow up, and all the wrong they do, it's our fault. So anyway, this all came from the word peace. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be upon you. When we make salam, there will be peace. So one time, one alim from Bangladesh came to South Africa, Azadwell, to the Darul Uloom also, and explained three beautiful meanings of salam. One is what we all know, peace be upon you. And that is what a great thing Allah gave us. Everyone telling one another peace. Whether you are sick, whether you are poor, but you got peace, you got everything. And you're the richest man. You got everything of the world, but you haven't got peace. Then you parishan, you are worried all the time. What's the use of all that money? Today we are fooled also that we are looking for things. We're not looking for peace. Things are of dunya. This dunya's life. And peace is in deen. Allah bidhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. When the zikr of Allah, will the hearts find peace. So that is where peace is. Peace, the markaz of peace is a masjid. Come to the masjid 5 times a day. Read Quran Sharif. Make zikrullah. Read Durood Sharif. That is where you will find peace. Not in looking at movies. Not looking at films. Not looking at porn. That is going to kill you. What parishani you will get. You will become a destroyed man with all that haram things. This is where peace is. So that is the first meaning of peace. The second meaning is explained, As-Salamu is one of the names of Allah Ta'ala. Like in Asma'ul Husna, we read, As-Salamu al-Mu'minu al-Muhayminu al-Azizu al-Jabbar. Salam is one of the names. So it means, As-Salamu ma'akum. May As-Salam, may Allah be with you. Like a father stayed the whole night with his family, now he's going to shop, he's going to work in the morning. So he tells his family, As-Salamu Alaikum, meaning, As-Salamu Ma'akum. I was here the whole night. You felt secure, safe. I was here, the head of the family. I'm going now. And I leave Allah with you to look after you. If Allah looks after you, what you got to want? When Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala, his father, Hazrat Abbas, passed away, radiallahu anhum, he one bed one. A person from the village. He says, nobody gave me consolence, ta'aziyat, like that old man from the village. What he told me, he said, he came to me, he said, Abdullah, your father has passed away. I said, yes. He's gone to Allah Ta'ala. I said, yes. He said, who can look after him better, you or Allah? Naturally, Allah can look after him. So why you worry? What you couldn't do, what is out of your means, Allah has got the means of everything and it's gone by Allah. And undoubtedly, whoever dies and they go by Allah, Allah looks after them much more better than what we could ever look after them in this world. Allah give us that we die with iman. Eh? And if we more better also, we die without any gunas, we have taqwa. And we go clean to Allah. Oh, what Allah will do there for a person you can't imagine. One time, one sahabi radiallahu anhu passed away. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also helped to bury him. Then while praying, suddenly Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked away. Sahaba asked, "Oh Allah's Rasul, what happened? Why you looked away?" He said, "Allah had already sent his hoor to him in his heart. And I felt it unfair, I must look at somebody else's hoor. So my eyes, I just looked." Now if your life in your qabr is with your hoors of Jannah, what you got, where in this world can you get that life? What enjoyment you will get? You can't imagine what you will get by Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala, this Allah is with you. And when the husband makes salam and he says, "Assalamu alaikum," that I'm leaving Allah with you. And they reply, "Wa alaikum assalam," and may Allah be with you. You are going on the roads now. Accidents can happen. There can be hijackings, there can be robberies. At work you can have problems, there can be a robbery at work, what and what, may Allah be with you. So the whole day, you're leaving Allah with the family, they're leaving Allah with you the whole day. What a beautiful salam they have got. And assalamu alaikum. And then the third meaning of assalam is a guarantee. That I'm giving you guarantee, that when I make salam to you, and this is meaning of assalamu alaikum. One Muslim gives another Muslim guarantee. I won't look at your mother with a bad eye. I won't look at your sister with a bad eye. I won't look at your wife, your daughter. I won't try and rob you. I won't backbite about you. I won't humiliate and disgrace you. Salamati from my side. Guarantee. You don't have to worry anything. And that person gives you guarantee in return. Wa alaikum assalam. Don't worry. I won't have any bad intention, any bad eye. With regard to your wife, sister, daughter, your money, your respect and your honor, I won't do any harm. If every, when we make salam in the masjid after namaz, and all this side, assalamu alaikum, all this side, assalamu alaikum, rahmatullah. What a Muslim community, if only salam can become alive. And wallah, we'll defeat the whole world. We'll first defeat nafs and shaitan, and the whole world, if only salam comes alive. This is our need. So assalam, and then again our salam wa rahmatullah. Not only salam, but mercy of Allah also. Salam itself is more than enough. And that we all make commonly only salam, assalamu alaikum. But then wa rahmatullah, the mercy of Allah. And not only that, wa barakatuhu, and barakat also. And Allah knows our nature so well that our Shaykh rahmatullah used to say, assalamu alaikum, assalam in Arabic is singular. One. Wa rahmatullah is also singular. But barakatuhu is plural. So everyone likes not barakah. We ask one another, make dua for what do I want? Barakah. We want barakah. Though we haven't understood what is barakah. What we understand barakah? Plenty. Too much. That you have lot of money. You have lot of food. You can't even see all the food. So many dishes on the table. Forget all. You can't eat it. You can't finish it. You can't even see how much is being cooked, etc. How much is being prepared. Barakat is that whatever you have, it's enough for you. And you don't have to have the worry of looking after it. Not that you have so much food, now you haven't got deep fridge to put it. You haven't got fridge to put it. You don't know what to do with it. You got so much money, you don't know, you put it in a bank, the receiver is behind you. The next man, you put it under the mattress, the crooks are behind you. The white ants will eat it up. You don't know where to put your, but if you have barakah, you'll earn just sufficient and you've got no wants. Wherever you are, your needs are being fulfilled. As you want and with respect and honor, Allah will fulfill your needs. And you're not a watch boy looking after your money, worrying what is going to happen, any problems and that. Now you're thinking of insurance, now you're thinking of security, now you're thinking of everything. No worry on your head. So this is barakah. And yeah, Allah said, wa barakatuhu, in the plural. So anyway, one great sunnah is to make salah. And the great benefits of it, may Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I have recited. I see all the watches in Namibia, they go very slow. Since we started, that watch is 1 point. Last night in Walker's Bay also. The watch just did, and time doesn't move here. You're just, please, no, the time also doesn't move. So anyway, the surah that I have recited, Allah Ta'ala says, wal asr. The word waw, right in the morning, waw, wal asr, is of qasam. It's an oath which Allah has taken. Firstly, a question arises, why must Allah take an oath? If you doubt somebody, then you tell him just
qasam. But Allah, who can doubt Allah?
Allah Ta'ala, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who can say a truer word than Allah? Allah is حَقٌ مُبِينٌ. The truth, Allah makes it manifest to the people. Allah is the absolute truth. Why Allah is taking qasam is that what Allah is going to say in front, Allah took a qasam, an oath, that what I'm saying is 100% true. Just like a mother advising her daughter, a father advising his son, and says, my beloved son, my darling daughter, please, this company you are keeping, this what you are doing, I'm telling you is very bad for you. Don't do this. Don't keep company with these people. Don't waste your time on the internet. Don't go on porn site. You are destroying with love, you are in affection. And you say, I take qasam and I'm telling you, because you want to convince the person. Allah loves us so much more than all the mothers in the world together. And all the fathers together, how much they can love their children. Allah loves us more. So Allah wants to save us from harm. So Allah, I'm taking qasam. And what I'm telling you, please listen to me. And then again, on what Allah took qasam? On time, al-asr. On time, Allah has taken qasam. Ulama have written, Allah only takes qasam of His great, great creations. So from that we learn that time is a creation of Allah. Hey, we don't think about this. Give it thought a little bit. Put your mind to it, really, please. Put your mind that time is not just that it's yet. Hey, the heavens and the earth, not just that they are yet. Allah has created. Zarra, zarra, every little aota, Allah is the creator of it. And Allah is such a great khalaq-e aleem. What a great creator, khalaq-e aleem. What a knowledgeable creator. Allah created a thing like time. We just take it for granted. I was born, my birthday is on this day. And my father passed away on this day. We just take time for granted. Or for example, I'm giving you a loan, I'm selling you this goods on 30 days. You must pay me on my 30 days. 60 days. All that, where did this time come about? Allah created time. Like we don't think also, Allah created our eyes also. Our eyes are not just natural, that they just happen. And never ever think that my mother made my eyes for me. I was 9 months in the womb of my mother and she made my eyes. She doesn't know anything about her own eyes. Where can she make your eyes? Don't ever think that my father is a big optometrist. He made my eyes. He can't make his own eye also. He can't look after his own eye also. Only Allah made that eye. And that is a separate subject, that how in that small factory of the womb of the mother, so small factory, and Allah Ta'ala is making 250,000 babies a day. They have been born. So Allah is supplying 500,000 eyes every day and free of charge. If we, may Allah save us, but if we are caught up in an accident, shooting incident, we lost our eye. All the doctors of the world were what they dancing and making a big noise. We have a lot of progress and we did this. They can't give you that eye back. All they can give you is a glass eye. And they will charge you a huge amount. And with that glass eye, you can't see anything. Everyone will see your glass eye, that you got eyes. It looks like real also. But you can't see anything with that eye. And Allah gave us not one, two eyes. And three of charge. Maulana Yusuf Kandervi, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, why Allah gave us two eyes? One eye was also enough. And Allah could put it in the middle. And all of us, eye in the middle. And we should accept it. That is how we look. And here also, Allah Ta'ala wa nafsin wa ma sawwaha. This nafs, this body, and how balanced Allah created this body. Well, with two eyes, Allah made them the same size, the same color also. Very few people there are, the two eyes are different colors. But normally, same color, same size, everything. And if one eye was like the eye of a needle, small little, and the other eye was like a big pumper, how should we look? One small eye, one small ear, one leg, 1 meter long. And the other leg, 1 foot, 12 inches. Hopping and walking. How should we do? Allah made us. How Allah Ta'ala has made. So Allah Ta'ala has made everything. He has created time also. Also with regard to eyes, just imagine. With your two eyes, I can see all of you here. And you are seeing me. But my two eyes, they have never seen one another. They are right next to one another. Just a small bridge here on top. But the two eyes, they don't see one another. They see everything in the world, but they haven't seen. And with your eyes also, many people now on your mobile cell phone, I've got a camera in my shop, in my house, I can see where, from wherever I'm in the world, I can see what's happening in the kitchen, in the office. I can see, yeah, you've got a CCTV, I'm watching everything. Me, I'm up to date, and I know everything what is happening. But you can't see your own nose. Your nose is right below your eyes, but you can't see your own nose, and you think, I know everything. Today, intelligence, they say, we got satellite, and we watch everything in the world. You can't see your own nose. And more than that, in your nose, if there's some dirt little bit, everyone is seeing it and they're laughing at you. But you can't see that dirt also which is in your nose. So don't ever think that, you have insan. Ma farraka bi rabbika al-kareem. Oh, insan, what has put you in dhoka about Allah, who is so kareem? So anyway, so Allah Ta'ala has created time. Please think of it, even afterwards. That time is not just it came about. It's not just we are born on this day. Allah created. And another thing, Allahu Akbar. Allah created time and Allah created the measurement of time. Today we say Maghrib is at sunset, 2-3 minutes after sunset. What time is sunset? 5:35, 5:40, whatever the time. Isha Adhan, 7:15. Isha Jamaat, 7:30. Where we got all this time? We're just taking it for granted. We are using this ni'mat. For example, if somebody, a very kind person, a very good friend of yours, he comes to you and he comes every day to your house, and with all your security gates, but how he comes over, nobody knows. And he leaves a basket of first grade fruit by your door every day. Mangoes, mango fruit of the season, out of the season. Mangoes, grapes, oranges, bananas, everything first grade. He puts it. When you open your door, and you see, oh, what fruit. And who in the world would it be that he just starts eating all that food up? And he doesn't even think who brought it. Let me tell Jazakallah to the person. If somebody deposits in your account every day $5,000, $10,000, and you're just using it up, and you don't think, who can be depositing in my money? You first thing you think, let me go and tell him Jazakallah. That he's giving us. Allah gave us time. Did we ever tell Allah Jazakallah? And we can't say Allah Jazakallah, but did we make shukriya to Allah? Did we appreciate that, Ya Allah, you gave us this time? And time is a ni'mat blessing, more greater than wealth also. More greater than health also. If all your wealth goes away, there are many people who lost everything. Allah made them rich again. Many people who lost their health, and people were thinking, it's the end now, he's going to die. He gets healthy again, and he's well again. But time that is gone, 1 second, time will not come back. In fact, it comes in the hadith, every morning, that today was the 10th of Rajab, 30th of April. The morning, that announcement was made, I have come once in your life, the 10th of Rajab, 1436, and the 30th of April, 2015, I'll never come back in your life again. Never will the day of the past come back in your life again. You've got me for 24 hours, make the best you can. Prepare for Akhirah. Don't just let the time go wasted and useless, and you didn't do it, and worse, you did haram, wrong things in that time. You didn't perform your salat, you did other haram things. This is all the times we didn't appreciate that time. So time, Allah created time and measurement of time. We say certain, we're having a nikah. When is the nikah? On Friday so and so, on this day. Where we got all that? We don't think. So like that person who brings that fruit, who deposits money in your account, and you don't appreciate, nobody is like that. Allah did all this for us, and we don't appreciate. Also, well, Asr, one of the tafsirs of it is the declining sun. Asr time, the time of Asr. In other words, you got very little time left. When Fajr time came in, the day started now. Fajr time came, the day carried on. Zohar came. And after Zohar, Asr, now time is going to get finished. And especially Hanafi's Asr, which is more later than Shafi Asr. Now you got only an hour and the sun is going to set. In other words, like in Afrikaans, they say, the sun trekt water. Hey, now this time is going. There is very little. Hurry up, finish up your work. This is how the sun is going to be setting. So like that, the sun has come now to be set. That time of Allah is taking Qasam. That you haven't got time to waste also. Don't go into big discussions. Get busy what you have to do. And like the sun is going to set, your life is going to set. You're going in the hour. And that is the real thing. What you have to do is prepare for akhirat. So Allah says, wal asr, Allah takes qasam of time. Appreciate time. Don't waste time. For example, you have to go to the, your flight, you're going to the airport. You got delayed. There was a big traffic jam. There was a police check. Or you got a puncture, whatever. You got late. You just checked in and they tell you, rush, they're closing the gates. And the gate where you have to check in, you got only 5 minutes left to reach where it is, big airport. And they tell you that, what call it, if you are 1 minute late today, they don't check in. You are refused to boarding now, because you were late. And now you only got 5 minutes. And you only got 5 minutes. And the boarding gate is 7 minutes away. So you have to rush up, you have to double up your speed. And you are with your 3-4 children, your wife also. You're pulling them, you're running, you are getting there. On the way, there's a PlayStation in the airport also. And one of the children wants to go play on the PlayStation. How mad won't you get? We have to get there, PlayStation. And on top of that, your wife tells you, you're a very hard man. Eh? That you have to, what's wrong if the child plays a little bit? But that time to go and play on the PlayStation, when you are short of 2 minutes there, and you are doubling up your speed, and now you place it. We are, the asr time is in. Sun is going to set just now, and we haven't prepared for akhirah. And all our PlayStations, mobile phone, all the time checking, all the time fingers are just working, this. What is happening? Up, down, this way, that way. All checking, and no preparation for akhirah. All the time on porn, what a sad thing today. Good people are involved in porn, watching porn all the time. Soccer, cricket, sports. What sports is going to help us in the power? Where Malakul Maut, anywhere, anyone, where the question will come that which team won what? And which were the members of this team and which were the members of that team? But that is all what we are interested in. Otherwise we are calculating all the time how much business I made today. What this went wrong, that person is owing me. His account is overdue. We are just worried of all those things all the time. Where in the qabr will be asked? Well, asr. And for that now, if we understand it a little bit, Allah clearly says, inna al-insana lafi khusr. Inna wa tahqeeq. Definitely, undoubtedly, Allah is saying, inna al-insana, man at large, generally. Inna al-insana, that is also what tahqeeq, what stress. Inna. Inna al-insana. Inna al-insana. La is again ta'qeeq. Is a stress in him. Wal-asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr. Khusr, nuqsan. All types of harm you can think. Every type, bodily harm, wealth harm, nobody loves you, nobody likes you, everyone hates you, every type of harm. After, whose words are these? Not my words, the words of Allah. And also remember, there are many of us, every namaz we only reading, wal asri inna atayna. We patent surahs, we already patent them. Because we got no time for namaz also. To read little longer surahs every time, wal asri. But take the lesson, even if you are just reading wal asr inna atayna, take the lesson which is in wal asr. So Allah himself is taking qasam. Allah is taking qasam of time. And then Allah is declaring man is at loss. If all this, if we don't, and the main connection here, if we don't appreciate time. Today we don't even think, who of us think for ourselves, did we make tawbah of the time I wish. Perhaps we make tawbah, I made this guna, I made that guna. Perhaps we make tawbah that I didn't make my namaz. I made tawbah, I treated my wife very badly. I shouted at her. And what. Perhaps we make tawbah of those things. But who made tawbah of time, which is such a great capital and which we had to invest and use it properly? Today, if a father gives a son 10 million rand, go and do business. And then after 2 years, he asks him, son, what's the house, what's things going now? That 10 million, what is it now? Has it become 20 million? Has it become 15, 30 million? Or and if he says that it's just there, I just left it alone. I didn't, as you gave it to me in a packet, in a bag, I just left it like that. Allah gave us time of whatever we are going to live, we don't know. Whether it's 15 years, 50 years, 70 years of life, Allah gave us that. And this time is our capital. And we have to make this time valuable. That is why Allah sent us in this world. Our coming in this world and time is like a person who's standing, for example, at a railway station on the platform. And his train of life is passing on the platform. And every coach, like a goods train, where all goods are being filled. And he has to fall into the train. It's his train, what he's going to prepare is that his train is going to Akhirah, to his qabr and to Akhirah. And he has to fall in. Now if we are sitting around there, we are watching commentary, we are watching other things here, and our coaches are going empty. For example, a person lives for 50 years, 50 coaches of his, and coaches is sending them empty. Just little bit he fills up here and there. Hey, little namaz he makes, Jummah he makes, Maghrib he makes, here and there, little bit he fills up in the train. And the guna and sins that we commit, they are like snakes and scorpions we are putting in the train. Fire and azab we are putting in the train. And right at the end, when our 50 years will be finished, 50 coaches, we have to jump in the train. And then we are going the qabr and a person will see what he sent in his qabr. Whether he sent empty coaches, whether he sent them with snakes and scorpions, with fire, or whether he sent them with beautiful gardens of zikr of Allah, of namaz, of making effort of deen, of preparing for akhirah, whatever we have built, we will get in the qabr there. And that will stay with us now till the day of qiyamah. And then hisab kitab will start. Accountability, that what did you do in the world, what did you prepare, etc. So you can see generally, as Allah has told, about 7 billion people in the world, how many, what percentage do we think are preparing for that akhirah, for that eternal life? Okay? So Allah said, "Inna al-insan lafi khusr." And remember, what you are doing in this world is not going to count there. What you prepared for akhirah, that is going to count. How much you have prepared for akhirah, that is how much are we preparing for akhirah. Today our lives, from the morning, the earning money, shop, job, whatever we are doing, eating on the way, and then sleeping for 6-8 hours, we sleep away, and we, how much of our time? Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi said that the sum total of our life, the analysis, sum total of our life, what is it? Dinku kamana, to earn during the day. Everyone goes to and earn in whichever way. Raatku khana, we have a nice meal at night. In the breakfast today, nobody has got time to eat. He's got one cup of tea here, and he's busy wearing his trousers also at the same time. He's rushing to go to job every day, he says. And then lunch, we don't have a proper lunch, just some sandwiches or something. Or we even happy that we make do without lunch, but at night we have a good meal. So din ko kamana, raat ko khana, subah ko paakhana. We get up in the morning, first thing, toilet. And what we say, I'm going to deposit. Okay? So whatever I earn, I'm going to deposit now. I'm going to the bank. And we say, I'm going to the bank to deposit also. So that is, and so again the stomach is empty. So again, din ko kamana, raat ko khana, subah ko paakhana. This whole chakka, it is like that bull, cow. In the previous days, when they wanted to crush the wheat, they should put all the wheat around and a pole in the middle, and then that cow, the bull, walks around it the whole day. Kahage kahi nahi. Whole day it walks, but it is just there. Kya kya kuch nahi. Only it's walking. It trampled the corn, the wheat, etc. It crushed it, but where did it go? Nothing. So our whole life passes like this. Earning during the day, and is eating at night, and toilet in the morning. And if Allah has to ask us on Qiyamah, say, Banda, tu kya kama ke le aaya? What did you earn? And we say, itne kilo pakhana ke mein bana ke le aaya. Or itne liter pishap bana ke mein le aaya. That is all what we did. And if we only made pishap and pakhana, waste and stool and urine, whole life, that's all we Allah says these are like animals, but even worse. A person who earns and earns for akhirah. So Allah said, "Inna al-insana lafi khusr." But Allah made exceptions. And now we should see that we fit in those exceptions. 4 things in the surah Allah has made. If we have all four in it, 100% we will be out of that nuksan. 100% we will be in success. And if we haven't got those four things, then we are in... if we got those four things, we are successful. If we haven't got, to that degree we are successful. The most important, the first and foremost thing, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, we have iman. Make shukr Allah has given us iman. Announcement was made, program will take place. Any non-Muslim came, what they got interest? People of iman came. Ladies, who will come? People of iman. And then again, there isn't now the time. But iman has got levels and stages. Not just to be satisfied with the lowest level, but that we try and go higher and higher. We see in the whole world today, people from other countries coming to another country. From India, Pakistan, for example, they go to Europe, they go to America, South Africa. Many countries people go. And when they're at the beginning, their worry is only to get in. That's all I want. I must just get in. And then they are sleeping and they are working. Ordinary mean jobs they are doing. Earning very little. But the minute they settle now, and especially if they get the papers right now, and they got citizenship, now they're not satisfied with the law. Now they are looking up higher. I must not just job. I must open my own shop. I can't sleep in the back of the shop. I must have a house also now. And now I must buy my own car. A person wants to move up all the time. Where he's living, he's, now he becomes a rich man. He doesn't want to live in that same place now. Now he wants to go to the elite suburbs. The top places he wants to go and stay there. Dressing changes. Food changes. Everything changes now. Just like that. When you get the lowest level of iman, you came into Darus Salam, into Jannat you enter. But now work to go to the higher levels also. And Jannat has got 100 layers, 100 stages. And to be right at the bottom, if you compare Jannat with dunya, then Jannat is Jannat. But if you compare Jannat with Jannat, the lowest stages of Jannat will be like the locations, squatter camps. It will be like that. Of course, the lowest level of Jannat compared to the highest. The lowest level of Jannat compared to dunya. It can't compare. Jannat is Jannat. But compare Jannat to Jannat. So there also, if you are in the lowest level, you are in the squatter camps of Jannat, you won't be happy. But there you can't upgrade. You have to upgrade now. Here you have to do it. There you can't move up there. Amal, how much you can do in this dunya? This time, bend your time and use it for the right thing. Then you'll be upgrading and you'll go to the elite. You'll go to Jannatul Firdaus. You'll go to Hadiratul Quds. And what namaz you will enjoy there, you cannot imagine. So the most important thing is iman. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And to upgrade, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَةِ. To do righteous deeds. Amal الصَّالِحَةِ. Check ourselves on iman every day. And at least that we come out of making shirk, associating partners with Allah Ta'ala. Look at three things. Alhamdulillah, all Muslims have got first thing, tawheed in the zaat of Allah, in the being of Allah, that Allah is only one. Christians believe two Allah, three Allah, the Trinity and all wrong things they believe. Hindus have got so many of idols. And people who believe in the buzurgs that they are gods, they can do things for you. Or they go to the qabr and they make sajda to the qabr. The qabr can do things for you. They haven't got the tawheed in the zaat of Allah. They have associated partners. But generally, alhamdulillah, Muslims believe in one Allah. But that is not enough. Then you have to believe in the oneness, in the sifat of Allah, the qualities of Allah. Allah alone is Razzaq. You might have believe only in one Allah, but you believe my shop also. Well, Allah can give me rosy if my shop is running. If my shop doesn't run, Allah won't give me rosy. No, Allah will feed you without your shop. Allah will feed you without your job. Don't make your shop your God. Don't make your job your God. Allah alone is Allah. And He doesn't need the shop to feed you. And this is the test Allah put, that you are working in your shop, you are making profits, you can see what you are getting, it's in front of your eyes. But also remember, this English saying is totally wrong, that seeing is believing, hearing is deceiving. They made this to spoil our iman. In Islam, hearing is believing, that Allah gives rosy. Seeing is deceiving. that I'm seeing I'm getting my rosy from my shop.
I'm getting my $10,000 end of the month.
$20,000 end of the month. I'm buying my groceries, I'm paying my rent, I'm paying my car. Everything I'm doing, that my money is doing,
and this is deceiving.
The truth is that Allah is doing.
That yaqeen has to come to us. So all this is, shifa
is only in the hands of Allah.
Not that the day I didn't take my tablets, my pressure gone up.
Even if it happens like that, it happened by the qudrat of Allah.
Not because of the tablets. Tablets are not keeping my pressure under control. Tablets and insulin not keeping my sugar under control.
Allah keeps it under control.
It's only in the hands. One time Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had a headache. He made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, give me shifa. Allah said, oh Musa, go and eat the leaves of a certain tree. He ate it, he got shifa. Headache went away. Next time again he got headache. Without asking Allah, he went and eat the leaves of the tree. No shifa. So he said, Ya Allah, last time I ate the same leaves. Allah said, oh Musa, shifa is not in that leaf, shifa is in my command. When I put shifa in that leaves, it will give you shifa.
When I don't put shifa in that leaves, you won't get shifa.
So, this is tawheed, oneness of Allah in the qualities of Allah. And then a third thing also, tawheed in the actions of Allah, of all of Allah ta'ala. That Allah alone is the doer.
Allah doesn't need any Nabi also to give hidayah.
Allah told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You cannot give hidayah to whom you want to.
وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ.
Allah gives hidayah to whom He wants to. But Allah uses the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam
in the cause and effect in dunya.
They make effort for hidayah. People get hidayah.
Allah uses the awliya, Allah uses the ulama, Allah uses the tabligh jamaat,
people get hidayat.
Allah uses our makatib system and people get the basis of deen, etc. And also remember that this makatib, maktab system is the backbone of our deen. It is the most important, right?
And it is this thing that will guide a person in life.
A person who has read Quran Sharif one time, in Arabic language he doesn't know one word of the meaning. But the miracle of the Quran, that person will die as a Muslim. At the time of his death, he will die on Iman, who has read Quran Sharif.
And if you understand, you became an alim also, you understand the Quran, then you will be able to help other people and guide other people.
So this is that amal that we have to bring in. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ.
So let us check ourselves, really. See, there isn't a student who is in a school, madrasa, anywhere, who doesn't get a report. He gets report end of the year. There isn't a businessman who doesn't have a stock-taking, balance sheet, and everything that he checks of everything. Every person thinks, I came from overseas to Namibia 20 years down the line. Today, where am I? How much have I achieved? We check ourselves. For Iman and Aman is Salihah, we must also check ourselves. Check, I've been making my 5 times namaz.
I'm a Muslim for the past 20, 30 years, 50 years.
Are my 5 times namaz in order? And as far as possible, am I doing it with Jamaat? What is my concentration in my Salah? Am I reading the Quran Sharif daily? Am I doing my Zikr daily? Am I making Dua? Basic things, check ourselves. Do I dress and appear like a Muslim? All these things we should check ourselves.
Dunya's everything we check, for deen check ourselves.
So, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And in order to bring that alive,
وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ.
Make تَوَاصِي بِالْحَقِّ. تَوَاصِي,
the Arabic word that is used, the verb,
means from both sides, encourage one another.
And one easiest thing to bring goodness in our life, start تَعْلِيمِ الْحَقِّ.
One person was a murid of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. Very pious person, upright, Allah wala.
When his daughters became big, they brought TV in the house. He couldn't take it. TV in my house. And my daughters watching.
Mother also went with the daughter's side.
And she also said that, told the husband, the daughters and the mother, that you get out of this house. His house.
Everything in the house is his, but they making dadagiri on him. You get out of the house.
And not only that,
in your money,
what our share works out as a wife, as a daughter, you give us our shares
and you get out of this house.
He was very worried.
I brought up my children nicely and see today they throwing me out of the house.
He went to Hazrat Shah, he explained. Hazrat said, no problem whatsoever. Solution is very easy. And really take it to heart. This is the real solution. Hazrat said, you only do this, tell them 10 minutes tali of Fazail-e Amal Kitab we will read in the house. 23 hours, 50 minutes, I won't tell you a word. You watch TV, you buy this, you go discos, you do what you want to. You take my money and go, I'll give you money. But 10 minutes tali. They said, it's a bargain. 10 minutes will make the old man happy. We said for tali. And 23 hours, 50 minutes, we can do what we want to. And money will just flow. He's a rich man and he'll just give us money. They agreed happily. But not 2 weeks passed. Less than 2 weeks. He came home one day, he see the TV is thrown out of the house. They themselves threw it out. Don't underestimate the ta'aleem in the house. Hey, this year with the wasaw bil haq to tell. And today if you say something, they'll say, oh, all the muftis are dead. You're the only mufti left in the world. Hey, only you, big mufti, you know everything. But if you make ta'ali and let everyone read also. And then, wallah, the effect. See, there are two things. Allah Ta'ala says to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we send ruh to you. And yeah, ruh means Quran Sharif. Wa noor, and we send the noor. Ilm and the noor of ilm are two different things. You have knowledge, you can get knowledge on the internet also today. Can read it from books also. But that noor wasina basina atai. Wadil badil atai. From one person's heart it comes into the next person's heart. That is also necessary. So what is ta'aleem that we do in the house, the kitab is read, and that noor also comes, it changes the lives of people. A complete revolution takes place. How people change. So one doctor, friend, mashallah, very pious also, and he's from Cape Town, very regular, and his son's, he's not a doctor, ma, he's a very wealthy person, but his son is a doctor, the other one is a dentist or something, and he says, now they are like models, but he says, we have ta'aleem, I made a condition, every day ta'aleem, it all must sit for the ta'aleem. And I make that the springboard, the basis, whatever I want to tell them, it comes out in the ta'aleem. If you tell your daughter that don't dress like this, she'll become your enemy. But it will come in the kitab, and that noor also is there. She's going to accept it. And you will be surprised what qualities come into children, what qualities come into young women, young boys. Otherwise, we know what boys are involved in, what girls are involved in. But with this barakat, the barakat is a thing you can't see, you can't explain, that it's there. Just have ta'aleem. And make the with a wasaw bil haq, tell one another what is right. As a husband, you can't tell your wife many things. You tell her one thing, she'll tell you 10 things about you. That you tell her to make namaz on time, and she'll remind you how many times you didn't make namaz. And you can't tell her anything. And the wife can't tell the husband. If she tells him one thing, he'll tell her 10 things about her. But with ta'aleem, you'll see these things don't happen. And good results will come. And so do ta'aleem with the wasaw bil haq. And when you want to do that, with the wasaw bil sabr, you'll have to make sabr also. And remember that, see, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the greatest man under the sun, the greatest reformer, how much sabr he had to make. 10 years of sabr in Makkah Sharif. And then in Medina Sharif, it wasn't easy either. They were now the enemies of the munafiqeen, of the Jews, of the kuffar from outside. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such sabr he made in the 10 years, 13 years of Makkah Sharif, 10 years of Medina Sharif, in a place like Bandhu, in the Kalahari, Allah's name is taken, azan is taking place, Jummah namaz, Quran Sharif. What is all this? That sabr, the results came. I was just thinking, Maulana Muhammad and Nabiya, mashallah, and Allah reward by Muhammad Amin, the efforts all of you are making here of deen, Makkah, Masjid. We might see it, and most probably we won't see it here in this world. We'll die, but the fruit is going to come. Like in South Africa, the ulama who came right at the beginning, they small jamaat khana they used to call, hardly a masjid, every town little small jamaat khana. But they made the effort, they are gone in the qabr, and today, mashallah, what big masjid. The Arul Ulums, Allahu Akbar. When Mufti Shafi Saab rahmatullah alayhi of Pakistan came to Azadwal in the 1960s. That time the Azadwal, the pious religious people told Mufti Shafi Saab when he was leaving now, he said, please make dua for us, we fear that here in South Africa, our children will not even remain Muslims. The condition was such. Far from Deen, hardly any picture of Deen, nothing about Deen.
We don't think they'll even remain Muslims.
Mufti Shafi Sahib, that time made a dua, Allah establish a Darul Uloom in your town.
There was no, you can't imagine the Darul Uloom.
And today it's a reality.
So just like that, those people who made the effort,
they perhaps don't see the fruit in this dunya.
But later Allah will bring change condition.
And remember, I can take Qasam and say, whether it is Namibia, whether it is Brazil, whether it is Venezuela, Islam is going to spread in the whole world.
Whoever is putting his share, whoever is buying share,
the shares are cheap now. You can buy many shares, establish the masjid, invite the people, encourage the people,
going tabligh,
make gush also, makatib, establish wherever we can. Worry about halal, haram everywhere. Today food, Allahu Akbar. One lady just wrote one email, very conscious about halal. She said we were buying from one person who we knew, hand slaughtered. And properly, no problem. Everything. But now on WhatsApp, today all social media, he sends a message that one big Shia Ali passed away. So he was a Shia. So a Shia making halal, even he can read 1,000 times Bismillah Allahu Akbar.
Hey, how can it help? Aqidah is wrong.
So today these are the serious times that we are living in. So today if we worry here about halal, haram, today it might not seem to materialize, it will take its turn on its time and things will change. We are worried of maktabs here. Today we can't get one maktab running properly. In the
time will come,
the Darul Ulooms will be here in the media.
Girls Darul Ulooms will come.
Today we can't imagine it. And Allah's Qudrat is such. And this is the sabr Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the Sahaba Ikram, the Awliya Ikram, and Islam spread in the whole world. And today the enemy, this is what is bugging them. Everything they are creating, all fitness in the Muslims. But the thing is they are trying is to stop the propagation of Islam. But Islam, their own statistics of the greatest religion, growing religion, is Islam. The greatest number of people that are entering Islam. And you must have heard or not heard, just in this week, the big judge of Cape Town, big judge, they accepted Islam.
It's Islam is spreading in the world like wildfire.
And this is what is bugging them, and they're trying, and the more they're trying to press Islam down, the more Islam is spreading.
And this is Allah's promise to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And it's going to happen. May Allah ta'ala let us understand this.
So the sunnah of sunnahs are important. And the sunnah of salam, don't forget it. Try and make salam as much as possible.
It's so easy and so great you are. And time Allah has given us, time is very valuable. Don't waste our time. Make our time become valuable. And qeemti waqtu, qeemti banam. And prepare for our akhirah. Dunya is like a bubble on the wall. It's going to get finished.
Dunya is like a shadow. You can't trust the shadow.
As the sun goes, the shadow is gone.
So don't trust this dunya.
Prepare for akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Any other
tomorrow, inshallah, tomorrow night also. Fajr after